This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2020. On this day in 2014, followers of a Chinese cult, the Church of the Almighty God, also known as Eastern Lightning, killed a woman inside of a shopping mall McDonald's. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the brutal murder of 35-year-old Wu Xiaoyan, who was beaten to death by six members of a quasi-Christian cult for refusing their recruitment tactics. Now let's go back to the night of May 28, 2014, in the eastern province of Shandong, China. It was late, past 8 p.m., when the Zhang family parked their Porsche. The car was a memento from patriarch Zhang Lidong's pharmaceutical salesman days. He was long since unemployed, dedicating his time to faith, as was his entire family. His youngest daughter, 18-year-old Zhang Hong, and his son, 12-year-old Zhang Do, had dropped out of school to spend their time reading God's words, and his eldest adult daughter, Zhang Fan, was the most faithful of them all. Zhang Fan had led them to the Church of Almighty God 7 years before. From that moment, the entire Zhang clan became true believers, with Zhang Fan marshaling their spiritual journey. And that day, she'd led them to the Zhaoyun McDonald's. But they weren't there for Big Macs. They were doing God's work. The four Zhangs, Zhang Lidong's girlfriend, Zhang Chaolin, and Zhang Fan's partner, Lu Ying Chun, made their way toward the golden-arched and red-tiled building. Passing a gleaming, smiling statue of Ronald McDonald, they filed inside. Zhang Fan felt called to the McDonald's. God wanted them to be there, wanted them to save the souls of its people. Her family trusted her intuition. As soon as they walked in the door, they split up and spread across the restaurant. They went from person to person, gathering phone numbers. Their tactic was hardly smooth. In fact, they were downright pushy, and it did the trick. Most of the customers gave them some sort of contact information, and the Zhangs quickly entered it into their phones under names like Lam 1 and Lam 2. It was going well. Zhang Fan felt God was smiling down on them, and soon they would have shepherded more believers to the flock. In the back of the restaurant, 18-year-old Zhang Hong approached a woman sitting alone, scrolling through her phone. Her name was Wu Xiaoyan. Wu worked next door as a clerk in a department store. She'd just finished a long shift and was waiting at the McDonald's to meet her husband and 7-year-old son. When the mousy teenager approached her, spouting religious gibberish and asking for her phone number, she was in no mood to play along. Instead, she brusquely turned Zhang Hong down and went back to her phone. Wu then posted on her social media, "I met some crazy people." She had no idea how right she was. When Zhang Hong told her older sister about the woman, Zhang Fan and Lu Ying Chun sensed a creeping darkness in the McDonald's. Lu Ying Chun, in particular, felt weak and uneasy, as if evil spirits lingered. They all agreed that the cold woman on her phone was the culprit. She was a demon, a spirit possessing a human body and sent to suck up their souls. She would have to be dealt with swiftly. But first, Zhang Fan would give the damned woman one last chance. This time, Zhang Fan approached Wu for her contact information, but Wu brushed her off. Feeling hatred flood her body, Zhang Fan asked again, and again Wu refused. Soon, Wu and Zhang Fan were arguing. Zhang Fan's rage consumed her. There was no doubt in her mind of what she had to do. She had to kill the wicked woman. Zhang Fan picked up a chair and hit Wu. She fell to the ground screaming. Zhang Fan then called out to her family to help her kill the evil spirit, and soon they all swarmed around Wu, beating her with mops and metal chairs. The other diners screamed in terror. Some rushed to help, but the Zhangs threatened them, shrieking, "Whoever interferes will die." As Patriarch Zhang Lidong bludgeoned Wu, he hollered over the repetitive clang of metal, "Damn you, devil, go to hell." And when the mop he was beating her with broke, he began stomping on her face. When the police arrived just after 9 p.m., they found Zhang Lidong beating Wu's bloodied and long unconscious body on the McDonald's floor. It was a chilling tableau, a random, senseless slaughter, but it was just another day for the Church of Almighty God. Up next, Wu Xiaoyan's murder sheds light on the horrors of Eastern Lightning.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Now back to the story. On May 28, 2014, six followers of the Church of Almighty God walked into a McDonald's in Shandong, China. They had come to convert the people inside and lead them to salvation. Instead, they viciously attacked a woman for refusing to give them her phone number. When police arrived after 9 p.m., 35-year-old Wu Xiaoyan was lying unconscious on the McDonald's floor in a pool of her own blood. She was rushed immediately to the hospital, but it was far too late. The Zhang family, Patriarch Zhang Lidong, daughters Zhang Fan and Zhang Hong, and 12-year-old son Zhang Dou were taken into custody. Zhang Lidong's girlfriend, Zhang Chaolin, and Zhang Fan's partner, Liu Yingchun, were arrested as well. Later, a search of the Zhangs' house uncovered various texts and materials from the Church of Almighty God. The authorities' worst fears had been confirmed. Eastern Lightning was back with a bloody vengeance. Established in the early 1990s, Eastern Lightning believed the second coming of Christ was manifested in the form of a Chinese woman named Yang Xianbin, and conveniently, their female Jesus was married to the cult's leader, Zhao Weishun. Both Zhao and Yang fled to the United States in 2000 to avoid prison. But the cult itself was still thriving in China with millions of followers across the country. Since 2000, Eastern Lightning had been connected to a number of crimes and suspicious activity. Most recently, 2 years before, in 2012, members staged massive demonstrations across the country to spread false predictions of the end of the world. Years before that, the group was linked to a series of violent incidents: arson, battery, kidnapping, and extortion. But the savage, unprovoked killing of a stranger seemed unheard of, even for Eastern Lightning. China was outraged by Wu Xiaoyan's murder. Soon, shaky cell phone recordings of the attack taken by other McDonald's patrons circulated across the internet. Though the violence itself isn't visible, the sound of Wu's screams and the image of her attackers dipping in and out of frame as they delivered each blow was disturbing, and the people of China were determined to punish those responsible. Not long after, Patriarch Zhang Lidong, who dealt the killing blows, and his eldest daughter, Zhang Fan, who started the attack, were interviewed on national television. When asked why he murdered Wu, Zhang Lidong simply replied, "I beat her with all my might and stamped on her too. She was a demon. We had to destroy her." Zhang Fan was equally callous. As they stood before judges at their subsequent trial, she often smiled. Father and daughter were each sentenced to death and executed. They maintained their belief that the killing was righteous to the very end. Zhang Lidong claimed, "We are not afraid of the law. We have faith in God." But while the Zhangs sacrificed their lives to carry out violence they believed was for the sake of their Jesus, they'd ultimately persecute their fellow believers even further. The McDonald's murder pulled the Church of Almighty God back under media scrutiny, and as a result, government crackdowns intensified. After Wu's murder, Chinese authorities arrested more than 1,000 members of Eastern Lightning, and considering China's notoriously aggressive approach to religious dissidents, their punishment was most likely brutal. After the fact, even Eastern Lightning denied the event entirely, refusing to associate itself with the Zhang's crimes. In an official statement about the McDonald's murder, they said, "This case itself is full of lies and layered with dubious facts. The lies used to frame and entrap the Church of Almighty God are collapsing in on themselves." Today, Eastern Lightning remains on a list of banned religious groups in China, and according to its website, is reportedly still amassing millions of followers. But though the group has managed to evade the spotlight for years now, its army of radical believers may always be on the precipice of committing their next senseless act of violence. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more episodes on Eastern Lightning, check out the episodes of Cults, which dive deeper into the group. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Mike Ramos, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Alex Garland, with writing assistance by Abigail Cannon. I'm Vanessa Richardson.